No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I had a lot of fun this weekend. It was a good weekend. You watch Husker sports. Holy smokes. The basketball teams are doing great heading into the Big Ten tourney. All right, the women had a close loss yesterday, but it was a hard-fought game. They're still the fifth seed going into the Big Ten tournament. The men have got one game left, all right, as they head up to Michigan to take on the team that's a lot better at football than they are basketball. I know. If you're not a Nebraska fan, you might be saying, well, Nebraska fans want it to be that way one day. Well, first of all, I'm happy that Nebraska basketball is so good, doing so good, I should say. We'll see how good they end up doing the rest of the year. But they've done a lot of phenomenal things so far this season. And Nebraska football, I genuinely believe, off-season Kool-Aid flowing aside, is legit on the rise. All right. And today, for the first, 15, 20 minutes of the show, Bach, Mr. Jake, my good friend, is going to be joining me. Are you there, Jake?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, can even jump in the camera here so people can see my face as well.
There you go. Dude, you are so much better looking than me. Thank you for splitting the screen so people don't have to look at my face up close all the time. Hey, man, a couple of things. Okay, so NFL Combine. All right, lots of stuff to talk about from there. Xavier Worthy, the Texas wide receiver, breaks the Combine 40-yard dash record with a 4.21. What are your thoughts on this? Because it's insanely impressive. I mean, obviously, that goes without saying. To me, you know, it's interesting because I remember when one of my former teammates, Fabian Washington, ran an incredible 40-yard dash. The Washington wide receiver, was it Mike Ross, I believe, set the record again a few years ago, and now Xavier breaks it. You know, this is obviously a huge accomplishment, and it's interesting because I went back and watched a couple of his plays, especially early on versus Oklahoma in the Red River Shootout. He takes the screen for like 80 yards, and nobody's touching him. But what are your thoughts on this 40-yard dash and how important you believe it actually is or is not?
Well, like you said, for years, the Raiders have been using it to determine their first-round picks. Yep. and their picks. So, I mean, I think it's good. You generally, you know, it's tough and frustrating when – and this happens more in college ball than pro ball, obviously, as we look in the NFL Combine. But you look at just, you know, the safety speed of most of the Big Ten when you go in and play against the wide receivers of Ohio State, and it's like, okay, well, it doesn't matter what you draw up. You know, if they get by you, it's going to be trouble. And it was nice to have a guy like that, a Trey Palmer, like that Nebraska's offense, who was one of the – you didn't quite get that time, but was one of the faster – I think the fastest at the Combine last year. It doesn't necessarily translate to success. Like you mentioned, John Ross the third kind of an injury-riddled career, so it's kind of tough to really say there, but his career never really took off. But Xavier Worthy has been a stud since his freshman year at Texas anyway, and expected to be a first-round pick. So I think it might, you know, might bump him up a little bit, but I'm just fascinated by the whole thing in general because he at least I value that he wanted to do it. He probably knew within himself that he could get close to that sort of time, and so tried to set a new standard and all that. But there's a lot of quarterbacks and just the top end players these days that don't even participate at the combine, or they'll just do, you know, the interviews, and you know, it kind of takes away a little bit from the NFL combine when, you know, half the first round isn't participating. So, you know, I think the guys that are, and then a lot of those guys, you know, get it done at their pro days and try to show off there. But the guys that are, I guess I'd give a little bit of a bump to, but not too much. But hey, 4.21 speed. I mean, that's we know the NFL, the Tyreek Hills. I mean, the guys that have been able to kind of change the game on the deep routes with that speed. I mean, you got to figure he's going to be a player immediately once he gets to the NFL.
Yeah. So a couple of things. Number one, anytime you have somebody who can at least threaten to take the top off of defense. You mentioned Trey Palmer. He did that a few times this year for the Bucs. He was a major contributor for them. Okay. And obviously he made a big impact here at Nebraska. It spreads the entire field. That's why offensive coordinators love quarterbacks with big arms. You get a wide receiver with some speed, a quarterback with some big arm. All of a sudden that football field becomes a lot bigger. You have to defend. It's almost like, and basketball's on my mind because I got all these, my daughters are playing in all these basketball tournaments. It's almost like you make the basketball court bigger. And you have to defend more court. That's obviously going to create more issues, okay, for the team that's on defense. It's kind of the same theory when you've got speed at wide receiver or a big arm quarterback. You can make them defend more field. So a couple of things. I appreciate you. I appreciate Rico. I appreciate all the guys that while I'm sitting here flapping my gums, and I like to mix it up. People don't want to hear me flapping my gums all the time, but I appreciate guys like you and Rico who are producing the show week in and week out. And then when I do an interview, you guys chop it up and you put that out there. So I want to show guys like you some love. Plus, you guys do a really freaking good job. So I appreciate you joining me today. And it's interesting, you know, every player has a goal going into the combine and what they think their 40-yard dash should be. So when you mentioned, yeah, everyone's got a time in mind, you bet they do. For me, dude, I ran a 4.92 and I was so pissed. So pissed. I hadn't ran a 4.92, I swear to God, since I was a freshman in high school, and it was the first time I ever did. I was so pissed. And then at the pro day, okay, I was 2.96 at the combine. Maybe I was 2.92. I forget. One of them I was 2.96. The other one I was 2.92. Not a big difference. But I ran a 4.72 at the pro day. And it's almost like, how do you get 2/10 faster? You know, it's funny because we didn't really train exactly for speed. It was all about getting in your stance, exploding out the start, your first couple of steps. It was all about technique. And so as much as I'd like to blame my trainer because I was pissed about my 40-yard dash time at the combine, clearly some of my technique wasn't where it should be. And it was interesting. When I ran that 4.72 at the pro day, dude, I felt like I was flying. I really did. But it was only a couple of weeks later. It's not like I was that much faster. So much of the 40 is your speed, but so much of it is that first 10 yards and how you get out the blocks, so to speak. So to me, the 40-yard dash is always something that's interesting. And can you repeat it? Can you do it again? Things of that nature. You know, Chop Robinson, you look at the Penn State edge rusher. What do you think about edge rushing speed? 4.48, 40-yard dash. That's fast for a linebacker, dude. And then a 4.25, 20-yard shuttle at 6'2", 254 pounds. When you've got that type of speed coming off the edge, that is someone who can make an impact on defense. That is someone who can shrink the field on defense. Because if you got a big arm and a fast wide receiver, that's great. But if your quarterback's on his back because the opposing pass rushers are there, it shrinks the field, so to speak, for the defense. So what are your thoughts on Chop Robinson and the impact that he can potentially have in the NFL after a really good career at Penn State? Okay, and a really good showing at the NFL Combine.
Yeah, and obviously the name to go along with it, I'm almost cheering for him just because I want Chop Robinson to be a factor in the NFL. But yeah, I mean, that speed, I mean, I think Peyton Wilson kind of drew some eyes with his fast time as a linebacker. Just kind of, it just kind of reminds you that, you know, the speed that goes all around the field down in the NFL and from these guys coming in is, you know, it used to be like, okay, well, 40 times are really for cornerbacks and wide receivers, and then we look at bench weight or, you know, this or that for some of the other times. But these 40 times from these guys that, like we said, are going to be rushing the passer, or even in coverage in Wilson's case, it's really eye-opening. And especially with those type of guys, I think, you know, that's where I think that you could have more of a jump from doing a 40 time than maybe if you're a wide receiver or running back or, you know, a cornerback. Because, you know, everybody, if you're going to play cornerback in the NFL, you better not run a 4.7, you know, you're like, so everybody's going to kind of be in this range. But for, you know, edge rushers and linebackers, you know, that can vary quite a bit. And I don't know, I'd have to look at it to see if the top like 40 yard dash runners at linebacker and edge are translating to the league. But it would open my eyes as an evaluator, certainly, to kind of think, because like I said before, I mean, you just can't teach speed. I mean, there's some, you know, when you go out in the NFL and you're getting beat and, you know, you're trying to look for different adjustments to make, you know, you can't add extra speed on the field. So, you know, a great team speed can certainly make up for, a lot in the NFL or in college ball. And it's in the NFL, we always talk about those short windows that a quarterback's passing through, but everything's so just is that important. So I don't know. I would probably think with a Chop Robinson in a Wilson that their stock should go up a little bit more. But again, you know, these, along with Xavier Worthy, these aren't necessarily surprising results, maybe doing as good as they did, but these are big names coming in. So it's not like they're going from round three to, okay, now let's pick them up in round two. I think all these guys are pretty much round one picks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to circle back to this because in my opinion, and I'm an upper body lift guy. Like anybody who knows me, I will lift upper body every day of the week and twice on Sundays. Now, it's a story for another day, but there was a point in my life where I was on crutches for 3 straight months, and I couldn't walk normal for a year. Now, I'll get back into that story another day when there's a little bit more time. So I grew to appreciate being able to run and being able to do simple lifts because I couldn't do them for about 18 months.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But I love upper body lifts. That being said, the 225 bench press is probably the most useless thing at the combine. Not that it doesn't matter. Scouts simply want to know, okay, are you going to, like, if you're a D, if you're an offensive lineman, are you going to do somewhere between 25 to 35 reps? Now, if you do way more, that's awesome. If you do less, that's what they're really looking for. They're looking for outliers. Who does absurdly well? Who does absurdly bad? because that range that they're looking for isn't that big a deal. The tape is. So when you come back to a 40-yard dash, you come back to a broad jump or a vertical or something like that, those matter more than the 225 bench, but still they're looking for a range. Like, are you a wide receiver, or what'd you say, DB that runs a 4.7? If we had a first round grade on you before, we don't now. Okay. But if you're within like 4.4, 4.49, 4.39, you know, it's probably not going to have that big of effect. But if you're a first round guy and you go out and you run a 4.21 or you run a 4.61, that's what they're looking for, is the big time outliers. And that's where draft stocks really go up and down. If you're within a range, the film is the obvious tiebreaker and interviews and things of that nature. But they're looking for outliers as far as guys jumping up the board or guys jumping down the board. And before I forget to mention, I love coming on, working with the Ticket, working with you, working with Rico. I just got to mention, though, man, the past month, I haven't done near as many straight up chronicles. And I just want to let the fine folks know. And I mentioned, I actually just recorded a chronicles. It'll go out tomorrow. Check it out. Noon Central Time, YouTube, also here on 93.7 The Ticket. But a lot of that's been because I've been inundated with people who are excited, want to be a part of what we're doing, which is incredibly humbling for me. Shocking, if I'm being honest with you, if I think about day one when I started this. And then I'm going to be around, I'm going to be able to do more things in Lincoln and Omaha. And when I reach out to folks, dude, the response has been phenomenal. So I'm going to get back to doing more chronicles more consistently for those, if anybody's been wondering or even gave two hoos to this side of a cockatoo's rear end about it. But if you have, I'm going to do more. But the reason is the behind the scenes, which is not necessarily the stuff I enjoy the most. I enjoy talking about sports and watching sports and analyzing sports and giving my take, whether I'm right or wrong. The behind the scenes has been exploding, and I'm uber excited. I just wanted to give a quick update on that. Talk to me about, though, come back to the combine. JJ McCarthy, he showed exactly what I would have expected. He showed athleticism. He showed arm talent. He showed a lot of things to get NFL scouts excited. And then he showed inconsistency, because he hasn't been – like, he was consistent at Michigan without a lot of pressure on him because of a phenomenal run game, a phenomenal defense, and he was great within what they asked him to do. But if you're a scout, how do you evaluate an absurdly talented former five-star player like JJ McCarthy, but he hasn't been asked to do a lot, and then he goes to the combine, he shows you why he was a five-star player and a national champion, but then he shows you, well, he hasn't actually had to do a lot consistently because he's had so much around him. How do you evaluate a guy like that if you're a GM on an NFL team, Jake?
Well, I think you have to, you know, take all that information in and kind of think about what are you going to expect of him when you draft him. Because if you're going to draft him in the top 10, you know, we've seen a lot of, you know, first round picks or anybody, you're just kind of, it's no longer this Peyton Manning, and you can use examples of great guys that have worked for, but like there's no longer this idea of like, well, Peyton can struggle and throw however many NFL record for picks, or we're going to have Aaron Rodgers sit on the bench for 2 years. Like, almost anybody that you're picking up is like, all right, throw him in there. Let's see what he does. Trial by fire. JJ McCarthy might be, in my mind, a guy that you kind of do let grow into it, not necessarily have the expectation of him to come in and light the world on fire. But it's just so intriguing because he is a winner. He does have that athletic background. He ran off a quarterback at Michigan that brought him to the playoffs. I mean, that's pretty darn impressive as in itself. Nevertheless, beating Ohio State twice, beating Alabama in a semifinal, and then winning the national championship. Like, whenever there was not a moment that was too big for him. So I thought that was all that impressive. But at the same time, like like 9 or 10 times out of the year when he's playing in these 12 regular season games, we saw it, like Nebraska against Michigan. They didn't have a chance. Michigan has 18 guys at the, you know, at the NFL Combine, and that's just the mismatch that McCarthy was working with, not only for on his offensive side of the ball helping him out, but, you know, the defense in preparing him and putting him in situations where he didn't have to make a major comeback, or, you know. So it might hurt at some of his statistics, but I guess that's the way I would view him, is maybe as a guy that you don't expect to come in and be your day one starter, or maybe, you know, like I said, it's the NFL, there's not a whole lot of patience anymore, but kind of ease him into the role. Maybe don't expect him to do everything right away. I see him going in the first round, though. I mean, there's a lot of quarterback hungry teams in the NFL, and I think he did enough at the combine not to change his draft stock.
Now, it's interesting. And first, before we get into where Because I'm looking at the list of quarterbacks right now as they're projected in the NFL draft. You got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Pratt, Tulane, who hasn't been talked about a ton, but he's a guy who could go in those top two or three rounds. Let's talk about Caleb Williams first, okay? And I think it's one of those ads you guys run here on the ticket, and I think it's – I could be wrong. I think it's DP talking about he doesn't want to put poison in his soups or he wouldn't take Caleb Williams or something like that. Okay, so that's one mindset. You got the painted fingernails and you got, you know, whatever the case may be. And then you've got a guy who's just absurdly talented. Okay. A guy halfway through the season was probably favored to win the Heisman again last year. And then the whole USC team just fell apart the second half of the year. So you can see the talent, you can see the ability. There's other things that come along with it. For me, I think one thing that might hurt him when you look at the second half of the season, the film from last year, is he felt, you could see, he was trying to play hero ball. He didn't trust the people around him. He felt like he had to make every play, mostly because he knew his defense was never going to stop anybody. Okay, not that he didn't have talent on offense. For me, I kind of like give him grace the second half of last year. Not that those plays didn't happen, but I look at everything that was going on, and I kind of take that into consideration, and I think about the first half of the year a season ago, and I think about the season before. And I think it was Joe Klatt that said he may be the most talented quarterback he's seen in the past dozen years since RG3 and Andrew Luck came out. So you got these, and then you got an NFL scout coming out and saying the dude's going to be a bust. I mean, he's such a, I don't know that he's uber polarizing yet, but he's starting to become that. And he's probably the most polarizing guy in this draft. So let's start with, before we look at the other cornerbacks and kind of see quarterbacks and see where we'd put J.J. McCarthy on this list. How do you view Caleb Williams? Because for me, that's a guy where I wouldn't really care what he does at the combine. I've seen what I need to see on film. That's a guy that I want to get in the interview room. That's a guy that I want to get to know as a person. I want to interview him at the combine. I want to interview him when he flies out for his pre-draft visit. I want to interview him as much as possible because I want to get to know what's going on in here with him. From the neck down, he's the number one pick. From the neck up, are you a bust? Or are you still the number one pick? That's how I'd look at him. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with him. I mean, I think back to even his time at Oklahoma when Tom Stevens was in studio today would tell me, and I was doing a show with him, he'd tell me that's my Heisman if he would have played all year. Remember, he took over for Spencer Rattler like halfway through the year. Yep. And he does. He's just kind of got that it factor in kind of an equalizer. He can make big plays out of nothing at times. And so, yeah, I mean, I think so, but he did, I mean, his numbers drop off was pretty considerable last year. That's kind of interesting having, you know, going into it, knowing that you have to kind of live up to that hype and not quite being able to do so. The other thing is, and so with him, I agree with you. I think it's all about trying to get in his head and try to figure out because there's a lot of, you know, curse words on your fingernails and crying in, after games and, you know, so all this sort of thing, that you want to figure out in his head. But the other thing too is, you know, if the Bears pick him, when's the last, you know, part of this is where you fall and where you land. And the Bears, what's the last good story of them drafting a quarterback and him being their you know, quarterback on the franchise for so long? So, I mean, I got to question the Bears as well. But as far as Caleb Williams as a prospect, I guess I think he's probably done enough to be the number one of this group. I don't quite see him as like, as Joe Klatt would put it, like you said, as like this once in every 10 years type of guy. But the thing is, like him and like Marvin Harrison Jr., these guys probably would have been the top picks at their position if they came out a year earlier. So you're kind of doing that up and down in the stock movement. But if he was up, his stock was up and went out last year, it probably would have been the first pick.
You know, it's interesting because if I'm the Bears and I got Justin Fields, I mean, I could argue Justin Fields is just as talented as Caleb Williams. And are there any more questions with Justin Fields? You know him way better because you've had him there for a couple of years. What if you traded that pick? Because I look at Marvin Harrison as the best wide receiver prospect to come out in a long time. I look at Brock Bowers the same way. And this is a pipe dream. I'm not a Bears fan. I'm obviously not in charge of their front office. But this is my pipe dream if I put myself in that hypothetical situation as their GM of their front office. What if I trade out of that first spot, keep Justin Fields, make a few more trades? Is there a way on planet Earth that I could get Marvin Harrison and Brock Bowers? I mean, is that even possible? The best tight end in a while, the best receiver in a while, plug him in with an uber talented quarterback I've already got. And maybe that's a ridiculous pipe dream. But my son's been playing a lot of Madden and building up his dynasty mode or whatever it's called. So that's the world I've been living in for the past couple of days, along with U Sports Basketball. But let's, before we go to break, and real quick, ladies and gentlemen, my former teammate, Mike Stuntz, okay, who says that I owe him an apology. He's not getting it, but he says I owe it to him. He's going to be joining me here in about 5 minutes or so. You know what? Let's do this. Maybe we go to break, Jake, and then we'll bring Mike on, and then maybe we can reconvene the last few minutes of the show, because I want to see where you would put J.J. McCarthy, because this is a loaded quarterback class. You got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, Bo Nix. So why don't we take a break, bring on Mike, and then close out the show with that quarterback talk. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, thanks, Jake. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.